السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday, as part of our series Know Your Allah, based on the Asma al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we discussed the attribute of name of Allah al-Shaheed, which has been translated as the witness. And we said it could mean that Allah is witness to all those things that are done on the apparent, just as Allah is witness to all those things that are done secretly or are done hiddenly. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention of this in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is aware of all of the actions that you do. So like Allah is alim and khabir, Allah is also shaheed. It's a form of the awareness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's the one meaning of the name. The other meaning of the name is of shaheed is the one who testifies. And Allah says, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. That Allah, the angels and the people of knowledge testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Now, we can understand how the angels and the people of knowledge would testify. But how does Allah testify? It's obvious Allah does not come and testify in person. Allah does not testify verbally. It means the mere existence of the being and the attributes of Allah is so obvious, so manifest, that in itself is testimony to the oneness, the uniqueness, and the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we discussed what the poet said, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. That in everything that you see around you, you see the indication of the existence of a creator, of one unique, all-powerful, all-independent, all-existing creator. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. I show you all my signs in the horizons. And we concluded yesterday by saying that in ourselves also Allah shows us our limbs, our joints, how they work so perfectly with symmetry, and how they last longer than anything that is man-made with all the sophistry that we have at our disposal. We spoke about the walnut being in the form of the brain because it's nutrition for your mind. The pistachio being in the form of a heart because it's nutrition for your heart. The pomegranate being in the color of blood, etc. And we concluded by saying that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked by the Meccans, that who is your witness? And Allah said, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَ قُلِ اللَّهِ. Can there be a better and a bigger and a greater witness than Allah? Now today we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Afu. The dua for Laylatul Qadr is, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Af means to forgive. And Al-Afu is that being who forgives in great abundance. Some scholars have said Al-Afu is that being who forgives despite having the power to punish. If you don't have the power to punish or take retribution, then there's no point in your forgiveness. That's not forgiveness, that's helplessness. Your boss did something to you, you can't do anything to him because he'll fire you. So you say, I forgive you. You never forgave him, you can't do anything to him. But Allah has the power to take total retribution, yet Allah forgives us, either because we've made tawbah, or we've done some good deed which has attracted the mercy of Allah and by which Allah has forgiven our deed, or because we are generally honored in the eyes of Allah. So when we make a mistake, Allah forgives us. Imam Sa'di says, Al-Afu is that being who is known for his attribute of forgiveness, and he's forgiving and pardoning his servants to the extent that without the forgiveness of Allah, we can't exist. Without the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we cannot exist. Allah says, وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If I have to take you to task, says Allah, every time you do wrong, immediately no one will be in existence. No one will be in existence. So Allah tells us, you are prone to fail, you are prone to falter, you are prone to make mistakes, O man. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ. But I am forgiving to who? لِمَنْ تَابَ. The one who makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ. Strengthens his iman. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Then does good deeds. ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And then he remains on the straight path. Tonight is the night for that. Tawbah, a recommitment to our iman, a recommitment to good deeds and to remaining on the straight path. Tonight is the night of hope because Allah is afu. And that is how we're calling it out to him. Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives despite having the power to punish. You are most forgiving. The entire creation is existent depending on your forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa. And you love to forgive. Fa'afu anna. So forgive us. Ya Kareem, O the most benevolent. And I'll conclude with this. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That you have sinned and oppressed yourself, but never become despondent of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So that's the attribute of name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Afu. Remember that tonight and every night after this, when you're making that dua, make it with a degree now of consciousness and deeper understanding. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem.